like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Wayne Miller.
This is It's Movie Time. What does this make you think of?
Jojo Rabbit.
What is Common? Great Dictator. Hogan's Heroes, Producers, Inglourious Basterds, Life is Beautiful.
This is one of those films, John, that it's one of the best ones of the year for me.
Jojo Rabbit.
Something like that could really go wrong when you mix the satire and laugh out loud, not only lines, but pratfalls and physical humor, but extremely serious subject. Not only the indoctrination of Hitler youth, but the little Jojo, who I think is about 10 or 11, that he just is really into that.
I so admire these producers who put together films like The Producers, Mel Brooks and so on, who try to make fun out of perhaps the greatest horror the world has ever known.
And this is kind of late into the war, probably spanning from like fall 44 through spring of 45, right near the end. And they're still indoctrinating the hatred of Jews into these kids.
Yeah.
A good cast here, not just Scarlett Johansson, Sam Rockwell and Rebel Wilson. A little bit over the top.
All right, but Rockwell plays a kind of dissolute Nazi. Got his shirt and his jacket open, and he's just being close to silly.
I know. Well, and with one bad eye that he had lost or whatever in the war, and a bit of homoeroticism between he and one of his underlings.
Yeah, Rebel Wilson playing a little bit of that Fraulein, the kind that we always used to see in the black and white documentaries.
Yes. To me, what really made the movie are the child actors and the one young actress, Thomasin
McKenzie, who plays Anne Frank.
Basically.
She's being hidden by Scarlett Johansson in their house. The little Nazi boy has to come to terms with the fact that they're hiding a Jew.
But the one, to me, the true scene stealer was Jojo's pudgy, bespeckled friend who had some of the best lines of the movie.
He did. Well, also remarkable is the fact that the director plays Hitler.
And he's Jewish.
He's Jewish. As he says, the supreme irony that he's a Jew making this movie.
And plays Hitler. He's the imaginary friend of Jojo.
It's not overwhelmingly funny. It's not attempting to guffaw the way that Springtime for Hitler might want to do.
And it could have been.
It hasn't been universally acclaimed.
Right. And I went in with low expectations.
Right, right.
And this one review said, it could have gone so wrong in so many places, but it gets about half the time things right.
Little Jojo, all he's known has been being a Nazi.
Yes.
So we can't fault him in a sense for making any wrong decisions yet.
Yes.
But he is on the cusp of making a decision in favor of his Jewish girlfriend.
And the little hiding Anne Frank type character.
What saves the film for humor is the fact that Hitler is a fantasy of the kids.
Yes.
And the director plays him really light. He makes jokes poignant and not outrageous. There's not an attempt to shock anyone.
Yes. But near the end, when the Allies and the Russians are invading the town and they pull together, and some of the humor, when they wanted dogs, and so German shepherds and this dunce Nazi brings in these Germans who are shepherds, that herd sheep. No, we wanted German shepherds.
So I think our audience is in for a surprisingly good time.
Yes.
On what might be anticipated as a dark subject, attempting to make fun of it. Part of the brilliance of the film is that you can accept its humor.
Yes.
Knowing its history.
One of the very saving graces of the movie, a great role for Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, my.
She brings the humanity to it.
Well, Wayne Miller.
Okay.
The film is Jojo Rabbit.
Rabbit. As you said, Quasi Rabbit.
Right. What grade do you award it?
I'm giving it an A-.
And I'm giving it exactly the same grade.
Oh, okay.
This will be an interesting date.
I could see myself, Brad, taking a date and an... she would enjoy it.
Well, okay, then I'll warn her.
Okay. Well, It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the full shows and read reviews online at wcbe.org.